I would also like to acknowledge the presence of Madam Secretary General, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. At the outset, I'd like to extend warm congratulations to Vietnam government for accepting to host the UNCTAD 16 and assure the constructive engagement. It is my honor to deliver this statement on behalf of LDC Group and the group also aligns with the G77 and China. We thank Madam Secretary General for her insightful presentation. It's concerning that the progress on SDG is sluggish, and in some cases, it is regressive. COVID-19 pandemic, climate change, financial volatility, and technological disruption expose the vulnerabilities of LDCs and other economies. Mr. President, our objective is to achieve a common and safe future. Safety comes from prosperity and resilience. Inclusivity, equity, and sustainability are the key consideration for achieving resilience. UNCTAD 16 is an opportune occasion to make a step forward to achieve our common objective in the spirit of cooperation. The fundamental need for LDCs is to utilize the existing resources to attain the resilience through diversification, value addition, skill enhancement, market diversification, meaningful integration into the global value chain, and the certain creation of the decent jobs. At the same time, the preparedness for coping with the digital disruption and climate crisis are of paramount importance. Resilient policies, institutions, and infrastructures are the prerequisites. UNCTAD must focus on assisting LDCs to build resilience, adaptable, and up-to-date to tailor-made policy instruments, institutions, and infrastructures that address countries' specific challenges. Mr. President, Secretary General's report is comprehensive. She has rightly mentioned that multilateralism is the key to ensure the constructive multipolarity, and we thank her for highlighting the LDC issues. We appreciate the 16 actions for UNCTAD 16 presented by Secretary General to address the current challenges. We welcome an open discussion on them to incorporate and reasonably accommodate the specific cities of various groups, including the LDCs. Mr. President, we thank UNCTAD for mainstreaming the agendas of LDCs and the development partners for their continuous support. We believe that concrete, actionable deliverables, result-oriented management, and enhanced resources, adaptabilities, normative research, and the synergy between the member state and the UNCTAD Secretariat are key to UNCTAD's optimum performance. In the interest of time, we brief our statement and provide full statement to the Secretariat. And on this note, I thank you, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Ambassador.